Pasha, you're no stranger to Manchester Storm, and here you are. You're about to enter into a second season with the team as player coach. Congratulations, first of all, and just explain, you know, why you wanted to come back to the club, but also why they wanted you as well.
Thank you, Crystal. The reason I think I wanted to continue at the club is I really believe in the culture we're building here with Neil and Mark and everybody around the club, Mike Morin. We have something going on here, and I think we can build something really successful for the future. I really believe in this organization. We have a really good fan base that grew tremendously during the year. And for myself, I think it was important for me in my career to show some continuity and to be within the organization for 2 years and to build something that I always envisioned. And I guess I want to thank Neil and Mark for making that decision of keeping me and believing in what I believe in a club and to build something really successful for the upcoming year.
This year has obviously been first-year franchise. It's been a very busy year. Last year, you know, you didn't get a full pre-season to kind of set up for the guys to get here early and train. How will your recruiting process and your preparation for next season be different this year?
Well, yeah, when I started recruiting with Hull last year in April time, and you know, I recruited April, May, even June, and then the transition was made, and then, you know, making it official, the Manchester Storm are coming back. So, you know, the time constraint for even the recruitment was very difficult, and you know, we were fortunate to get some good players, but we now coming into next year, there's going to be an opportunity for us to take the whole summer to look at you know, different sorts of player that we're going to be looking for. And even like you said, we didn't have a camp. We had guys coming in late, guys showing up after even the first weekend of the year. So it's going to be exciting to have everybody there from day one, ready, prepared, understand what this organization will be about, and to look to have a successful year on the ice and also off the ice. And, you know, I think this year, whether how we look at it, we built a really, really good foundation, and we just have to build on it and keep improving day by day to make this, you know, this franchise, you know, one of the better ones in the league.
You know, you're obviously the first signing for Manchester Storm to be announced, recruiting the player coach is essential, really, in kind of perhaps people anticipating the personality and the type of team to expect for the upcoming season. Are you already kind of earmarking or have you already earmarked players that you want to see in your team for next season?
Well, at this point, we're managing our budget. We're looking at what we can afford, what we can do with, you know, because it comes down to a lot of different things for the visas, the IDCs, the housing, and also, you know, the types of players we want. And you know, we're gonna sit down the next few days after this weekend to look over those things and look what exactly we mean as a team. You know, I don't want to lose my identity as a coach, which is good, skillful, fast hockey. But I do think we have to make a few adjustments for our rink, because we do have a considerably smaller ice pad. So we do have to look at maybe increasing our size and, you know what, going into guys that will buy into the organization, that will be prepared to do the community service, to do whatever is asked to promote the team outside the ice rink. And, you know, we're going to be looking for good people to build this franchise up. And, you know, back in the day, you had those Mike Morins, those Brad Rubichucks, those players that were ready to mix hockey, but also the promotion side of things. And that's what we're looking at next year.
Well, that's the future. But if we come back to the present, this season, Storm were just pipped out of missing the playoff spot to get in the top eight of the league. The final games this weekend for the season, Cardiff at home on Saturday and away for the final game at Coventry. What are you thinking for these games this weekend?
Well, no, it's going to be about playing for pride. There's no secret, like you said. Obviously, we're not going to make the playoffs this year, which is unfortunate. As a coach, you're always disappointed and also frustrated that we didn't grab those points when we had an opportunity to make the top. But if you look back on the season, I think it was still a successful year because we did have so many time constraints and so many organizational difficulties at the beginning. But looking forward to these two games, I think the guys have to have a good home game on Saturday. Bring it. It's going to be a tough game against Cardiff. But, the guys participated in this first year, and I told them, this past week, yeah, you can play for pride, but also play for the fan base of the Storm. Play for the logo, play for the city, and to at least send them off on a positive vibe going into the summer. And they built something good. You look at the crowds from the beginning of the year; there was 600-700. Now there's 1,200-1,300 a game, so it's increasing. It's growing increasingly every game. So this last game, it's going to be really important to send them off. With a good positive performance. And Sunday, it's going to be our last game of the season. There's going to be a lot of fans coming up, and it's going to be kind of that same mentality and to compete for 60 minutes and, to hopefully get the two points on every single night.
Okay, well, many congratulations for your first season with Storm and best of luck for the next season as well, Omar.
Okay, thank you, Claire.
Thanks.